Autumn Chill by Richard L. Tierney. Your reader is William Hart.
Howdy, young fella. What brings you down here to this old graveyard in the piney woods? Not many folks can wander in this way. Lost, you say? Well, figured you must be. This family plot of mine's a right far piece for any town. But don't you worry none. Just keep on this dirt road about 2 miles more, and it'll bring you to the Aylesbury Pike. But why not stop and rest a spell, young sir? The evening's fair and clear, and I don't get much chance to chat and hear the outside news from folks like you just passing through. Yes? Yes, I know you can't stay long, but bear with me a bit. I'm a mite lonely here since Brother Ned, my only close kin, recently passed away. Come on, I'd like to show you around this place. If you can spare some minutes from your trip. Good. I won't keep you long. Come, follow me. The evening's mild and mellow, and look, there's bright Orion climbing up the sky. See how his jeweled sword belt gleams? And here comes Sirius, nipping at his heels. Just hear the night breeze starting up to whisper. Listen to how it makes the dry leaves rattle, like skeleton spiders. A sad and spooky time of day it is. The sun gone down behind the piney ridge, the autumn afterglow of fading out. But look, here's what I wanted you to see. This ancient graveyard nestled midst the trees. It's old, young sir, older than this republic, and most all my kin lie buried here. Look how those headstones hump up from the moss, with skulls and crossbones carved upon their faces. They're centuries old, some of 'em. But see that fresh-dug mound and wooden cross? Poor Ned was buried there a week ago. Ain't even got a proper headstone yet. Ned, he was sort of odd and troublesome, you know, like some of closest kinfolk are. But I was mighty heart-struck when he up and died so sudden. But my God, what's that? You seen it too, young fella, didn't you? Look like a possum running fast, you say? Well, I allow you may be right. Just let me catch my breath a bit. It's quite a shock to see that critter scuttling from Ned's grave. You're right. Must have been a possum. Shaking, you say? Well, yes. I guess I am. Gave me a start, that critter did, and I've been brooding some about poor Brother Ned. He'd read these books great-grandpa had handed down, full of strange things most folks don't know about. Our family goes a long way back, you know, and some of them has had the wisdom gift. Ned, now, he had it too, I guess, 'cause soon after he had studied them old books a while, the folks he didn't like took sick and died, like Cousin Henry and old Auntie Liz, and when he started looking dark at me, I took to sleeping with an axe at hand. They say a grave can't keep a sorcerer, but surely if his head's been split in half, he can't... My God! That hole above Ned's grave! It don't look like no possum could have dug it! For look at how the fresh black dirt's mounded, as if it's been pushed out. And now, what's that? A rustling in weeds, heading this way. No possum goes like that with thin white tendrils waving above the grass. No, no, it's Ned! His brain's done burrowed up beneath the sod, dragging the spinal cord like to a tail, waving its nerves like sorcery poison stings. It's coming for me. See it? It's his brain! No, no, young fella, don't run off like that. Don't leave me here to meet that thing alone. Come back.
I hope you've enjoyed this reading. If you'd like to read more by Richard L. Tierney, you'll find this poem and many others in the brand new Savage Menace and Other Poems of Horror from Priya Press. Please contact DannyL58@hotmail.com for more information. I enjoyed the book. Thank you.